Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Praise God. So let's go right into the Word of God. We're continuing this morning in our series entitled Naturally Supernatural. And I encourage you to pull up on YouTube or purchase the CD from Wednesday night service on the message, The Catalyst. These are essential building blocks to establishing the kingdom of God here in the earth. I mean, that's what we're called to do. Establish the kingdom. And not just do church, but be the church. And it goes beyond the church. The kingdom. That deals with the seven mountains. We don't want to. Even though God, Jesus is our hiding place, we ain't hiding. Yeah, he's our strong tower, our refuge, our fortress. But we's going into the mountains. Give me my mountain, amen? Go with me in the Bible to the book of Psalms 115. And we're going to start at verse 12. And we'll go through verse 16. Today we're going to talk about what the name we just shouted out, Emmanuel. We're talking about naturally supernatural. So Psalms 115 verse 12. The Word of God says, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." That ought to be a verse that comes out of your mouth all the time. God is not a God of decrease, he's a God of increase. And he will increase you more and more, you and your children. Verse 15, "You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth." Now, this is what I want to focus on, the second part of this verse. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. Wow. The heavens belong to God, but the earth he's given to us. Amen. That's real important for us to understand and know. Now, you have to understand that God has given us the earth if you're going to understand the concept of the kingdom. Okay? If you're going to truly understand the concept of the kingdom. Two of the most important but misunderstood, I'll say, tools that we have to work with. Number one is prayer. And number two are decrees. Or proclamations, confessions, all the same. But prayer and decrees, very misunderstood. Oftentimes people struggle with prayer because to them it's become a religious exercise. And the devil loves you to, you know, operate in religion. Because religion is not from God. God has nothing to do with religion. God won't touch religion with a 10-foot pole. And so the enemy loves when we or people religiously pray. But see, prayer and declaration as ambassadors is our number one responsibility. Now remember, an ambassador, when he's in an embassy in another nation, that embassy is like a spot in that nation, just like the nation he came out of. But that ambassador has to say the exact same thing that the ones that sent him see it. Otherwise, he in trouble. Okay, so as he says exactly what the ones that sent him said, that area, like a U.S. embassy. I've been to the one in Rwanda, I think in Honduras. But that portion of land there is just, once you step on it, it's like you step into the United States. If somebody chasing you, they got to stop chasing you. Even if you're wrong, you done stole something, you get to the embassy. They might turn you over. But you know what I mean? You're on soil that's safe. Well, we are ambassadors of a kingdom. So decrees are vitally important. Now, John Wesley made a statement, an observation, and he said this. He said, "It seems that without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not." Let me say that again. He said, "It seems man without God cannot." And it's true. We can do nothing of value. Nothing eternal, of lasting value. And then he says, "And without man," now this is interesting, "God will not." Now remember the verse we just read in Psalm 115. "The earth he's given to the children of men." On earth, man can't, again, do much of anything, if anything, of value without God. And I want you to stay with me. We're going to take a ride here. God will do nothing on earth without man. The principle is this: there must be a partnership between heaven and earth in order for things to happen on the earth. This is why prayer is so important. Now the late Dr. Miles Monroe, I just believe he was a genius in the Word of God. And we use much of his material, especially in our covenant commitment class, people first coming into the church. But he says prayer, and that's one of our pillars, one of the five pillars that we build on. He says prayer is man giving God permission to interfere with life's affairs. Now remember, God will do nothing without man. This is why sometimes your prayer life has been empty. You waiting on God to do something. And God wants you to partner with him. He needs you to partner with him. And you're going to see why. And so this puts life into prayer. Prayer is man giving God permission. Well, God can do anything. Yes, he can. But he doesn't. Amen. And we're going to see why. Now, the principle again is there must be a partnership. We are workers together with God between heaven and earth in order for things to happen on the earth. I'm gonna throw a bomb at you. What happens on the earth literally depends upon you and me. Let that soak in. What happens on the earth literally depends on you and me. You hear people all the time talk about, well, if God was such a loving God, why is he allowing all this? Those people, let me just use the word, they're ignorant of things. They don't know kingdom. You know, they're carnal. They're thinking from a natural viewpoint. And you do that, and all things are messed up. You won't understand. It's like the blind leading the blind. God says, leave them alone. because they'll fall into the ditch. Don't get in an argument with that stuff. Now, prayer and decrees, as I said earlier, it gives God earthly license for heavenly interference. Your prayer and your decree. Your prayer is not just some mealy mouth, you know, now and lay me down to sleep. You know, teach the children that. But you know, you're a warrior. Your prayer and children as well are to affect things in this earth realm. Prayer is not just something we religiously do out of a duty. Did you pray? No. When I believe this with all my heart, when you pray over food, because the Word of God says this in Timothy, that that food we eat is sanctified. He said all things are good for food, because it's sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. God did His part. Tell somebody, pray over your food. Now don't take that to no extreme now. I know how some of y'all think. Now I'm praying over this fifth plate. So it's gonna be sanctified. Now tell somebody, prayer is not an option for you. It's a necessity. Well, you think we ought to pray? Now, let's go a little deeper. God has only given legal authority on the earth to humans. And the word legal is important. When we talk about church, we ain't talking about some, you know, what a lot of people think. Church is a political term. It's a legal term. Amen. Just like plead. When we plead the blood, we ain't begging. That's like a lawyer in a courtroom pleading a case. This stuff is not, you know, fluffy. No, this the legal terms. We are the only ones, humans are the only ones given legal authority on earth. God gave it, and He gave it in the beginning. All right, now, I said this yesterday in the men's ministry. I just kind of threw some things out there because it was so bubbling in my spirit. I'd been studying it, and I just kind of threw it. But I want to continue on it because as a human, you don't have a spirit. Oh, I feel your look. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Yeah, somebody thinks that. Well, I have a spirit. No, you are a spirit. That's who you are. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, you live inside a dirt or dust body. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.